我们先读两处的经文。
Shall we first read two portions of the scriptures?
提摩太前书三章十六十五到十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 to 16.
找到我们就一起来念，不管你用什么语言。
When you find the verses, please read together, no matter in what language you use.
倘若我当言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传以外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。第二处的经文是在以弗所书第二章。
The second portion of scripture is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
我会先读第十三节。
I will first read verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。然后十九到二十二节我们一起来念。
And then from verses 19 to 22 shall we read together?
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，由基督耶稣自己为环脚石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。暂时读这么多经文，我们一起祷告。
That's so much for Bible reading. Shall we pray together?
主耶稣，我们都聚集在你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we all gather before you.
我们求主照着你自己所应许的，在我们的中间。
We pray that according to your promise, please give us your presence.
当我们在你的家中，我们彼此有劝勉的时候，我们也需要主你的宝血来接近和遮盖我们。
As we encourage each other in your household, Lord, we also need your precious blood to cleanse us.
我们恳求主你自己的圣灵将主的爱浇灌在我们每个人的心中。
We pray that, Lord, your Holy Spirit will pour down your love upon each one of us.
也帮助我们每个在这里的人用心灵和诚实要来敬拜我们的主。
We pray that you help every one of us to worship you with in truth and in spirit.
以致我们每一次的聚集实在是来遇见我们的主，也来得着主爱的再一次的激励。
So that in each gathering, we've met you and we're encouraged by your love.
主，我们把这个时间恭敬地交在主你自己的恩典当中。
Lord, we commit this time reverently unto your grace.
帮助我们讲的、欢意的、听的，我们都一起在你的面前来得蒙恩典。
Help us, Lord, the speaker, the interpreter, and the listeners to together receive your grace before your feet.
也一起来敬拜我们的主。
And also all together to worship you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
因为最近在世界上发生很多的事情。
It's because recently there has been many happenings in this world.
也在我们所处的地方和周遭的环境中，我们也有许多新的事情在发生。
And also many things has happened around us.
所以我 在主面前等候的时候，有一个这样的负担，就是继续的跟大家来分享在神的家中的生活。
So while I was waiting before the Lord, I had this burden in my heart, which is to continue to share with you how to live in God's household.
如果主愿意的话，我今天愿意跟大家主要的分享是两点。
If God willing, I'd like to share with you mainly on these two points.
第一点是地方教会的见证。
The first one is the testimony of a local church.
第二点是这个时代我们必须谨慎等候主的回来。
The second point is in this age, we need to be watchful and wait for the Lord's coming.
刚才所读的以弗所书里边提到一个事情，就是我们原来都是在应许诸约之外的人。
Just now we have read the book of Ephesians where it mentions that originally we were outside of the promise of the covenant.
我们活在世上没有指望，因为没有神。
We lived in the world without hope because we did not have God.
但是如今却因着耶稣基督的血，我们得以来亲近神。
But now, because of His blood, we can come near to Him.
过犯得以赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
不仅仅我们蒙了拯救。
Not because we have been redeemed.
我们不再是外人和客旅。
We're no longer aliens and outsiders.
而且是与众圣徒一同的。是神家里的人了。
But we become fellow citizenship with God's people and members of God's household.
而且有基督耶稣自己作为房角石，我们将同被建造。
And also Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone, so that we can all be built up together.
那么关于教会的建造，我们已经在多年以来听了很多很多美好的教导。
Concerning the building up of the church,For so many years, we have heard many, many beautiful teachings.
第一点，我们知道耶稣基督的显现是要把他的百姓从罪恶里边拯救出来。
First of all, we have to know that the revelation of Jesus Christ is to save his people from the sin.
这是我们个人得救的故事。
This is our personal story about our salvation.
这是我们经历主的救恩的非常清楚的个人的故事。
This is a very clear story about ourselves, how we have been saved.
然后我们也看见主耶稣基督显现是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And secondly, we also see that the revelation of Jesus Christ is to remove the work of the devil.
他拯救我们，要在我们当中，他要得着，也要建立他的国度。
He has saved us so that he can gain his kingdom among us.
所以我们被提醒说，当你当我蒙了拯救的时候，
So we've been reminded that as soon as we've been saved,
我们就不再当当的所有的思想只是以自我为中心来思想。
We're no longer thinking about ourselves only.
今天很可惜的是，当我们向人传福音或者我们初初接受福音的时候，我们就停在了那里。
Pitifully, when we preach gospel to other people and give and preach the gospel, and we stop there.
一切都是以人的需要为中心。
Everything is preached around the personal need.
我病了，主来医我。
I'm sick, the Lord say heal me.
我没工作了，主为我预备工作。
I'm jobless and God provide.
我需要婚姻了，主为我预备另一半。
I need marriage and God provide the other half.
我环境中有很多困难，主来帮我解决。
I have so many difficulties and God come to solve my problem.
没错，主真的是这样爱我们。
That's true because the Lord loves us.
但是我们必须记得一件的事情。
But we also need to remember one thing.
我们蒙拯救不是为着我们这个个人的需要和幸福而已。
We are saved not just because for our personal needs and benefits.
更重要的是神要得着 一般的人能够配给耶稣基督做心腹。
More importantly, God is to gain a group of people who can be the bride for Jesus Christ.
更重要的是，神要得着一个的家，他可以住在他的家中。
More importantly, God is to gain a household so that he can dwell in it.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后，他就把我们放在了他的家里。
So after we're saved, he put us in his household.
换句话说，他要我们开始思想一个更重要的问题。
Put in another way, he is to make us to think a more important question.
我们以后，我们的一生的前途不再是为着自我了。
The future of our life ahead of us are no longer for our own purpose.
你是属于主的。
You belong to the Lord.
你要把你自己的主权能够真实的交给我们的主。
You should truly hand over your own sovereignty to the Lord our God.
所以渐渐的，我们在开始受训练，在受教导，要学习以主的心为心。
So gradually we're trained up to learn that we are to have God's mind as our mind.
因着这个缘故，教会在地上就是要彰显神的国度的器皿。
For this purpose, the church is a vessel to manifest God's kingdom.
也是要彰显主耶稣在治理可以做主、可以掌权的地方。
It is also to manifest that this place is a place that God is the Lord and God has the sovereignty.
今天有太多太多的时候，
There are many, many times today,
我们许多基督徒的工作常常是想到人的需要而已。
That the work of many Christians only think about the needs of men.
我们常常想到我们自己需要什么。
We only think about what we need ourselves.
我们爱心多一点，我们想到别人需要什么。
If we have more love, then we will think about what other people need.
我们会最后才想到到底神要什么。
And only lastly, we will think about what God needs.
我想我们需要被提醒，要纠正这样一种的失态。
I believe we are to be reminded to correct this type of attitude.
我们门拯救真的是为着要把我们赏赐给耶稣基督做个荣耀的教会。
We are saved. It is truly because that we are to be given to Jesus Christ as a glorious church.
那么教会在地上，圣经说它就是一个金灯台。
And the Bible says a church is like a golden lampstand.
金灯台一面讲到它的性质必须是纯粹的，出于神的才是金灯台的性质。
The golden lampstand on one hand talks about the quality of it has to be of God.
我们记得在圣殿的里边或者会幕的里边有各种各样的器皿。
We remember that in the temple, in the tabernacle, there were all kinds of sacred items.
都有木头跟金配合在一起。
Some are made of wood, others gold.
但是唯独金灯台跟金香炉是纯金的。
But only the lampstand and the golden incense altar are made of pure gold.
好像早就神的心意里边就已经注意到这件事的纯洁性跟重要性。
As if God already in his heart has paid attention to the purity of these two items.
甚至约柜也是用木头外边包着金金的。
Even the Ark of Covenant, it is made of the wood ark.It's made of wood, but and then coated with gold.
但是金灯台却很清楚地讲到，必须是纯金而锤打出来的。
But concerning the golden lampstand, it has to be pure gold.
它对我来说好像是警告我们。
To me, this is like a warning.
我们不要历史上就发生了太多这样的悲剧。人常常把自己的思想、自己的意念、自己的智慧想掺进来，来帮助这个灯台。
Throughout the histories, many tragedy happens when men try to put their own thoughts, their own minds and plans to try to help the church.
但是在神的心意里边，必须是出于神的那一个才是。
But in God's heart, it has to be from purely from God.
今天有一种历史沉积了很久的教导。
There is a very old teaching.
我们常常讲到你要为主立志，你要为主工作，你要为主做这个做那个。
The teaching goes like you need to be determined to work for God, to do this and do that for God.
但是我想提醒的是，弟兄姐妹，在你做之前，你必须先问一下，是主的心意吗？
But brothers and sisters, I need to remind you before you go out and do this or that.
是出乎主的吗？
Have you asked God, is this from you?
是只能依靠主来做的吗？
Is this something that we can only accomplish with God?
是能够归于主的吗？
Is this something that will go back to God?
我们今天很多时候我们做一个的决策。
Today, oftentimes we make a decision.
我们常常想到今天是会有这个需要。
And we think of, yes, we have this need.
我们甚至也考虑到社会中种种的困难。
And we think about all kinds of difficulties.
我们也考虑到人自我的智慧和能力。
We also think of man's wisdom and ability.
我们常常把这些当事情当作先决的条件跟思考的内容。
But we treat these things as a precondition of the thing we're going to do.
我们缺少了常常先安静的俯伏在主面前来寻求明白他的心意。
What we lack is to be quiet before God and seek His own will.
最近有些时候，我跟一些弟兄姐妹在家庭聚会或者某些场合一起交通的时候
，Recently during fellowships with brothers and sisters in family meeting or other occasions，
有一件事我自己觉得挺得鼓励的。
There's something that I feel really encouraged。
有许多的人都在说，他们觉得最重要的就是活在主面前，与主的关系。
Many people said the most important thing is to live before God and the relationship of us with God.
其实这个与主的关系正正是我们每个人活在主面前的最精粹的东西。
And yes, it is true that the relationship between us and God is the most important thing.
而仇敌所要做的也是常常叫我们离开这一点。
And it is also the very right thing that the Satan, our devil,
finds you to enjoy.
The devil allows you to be very busy outside.
It
allows your mind to be running all the time.
他就是要阻止你好好的联系与主自己的交通。
But it tries all means to stop you to be connected to God and have this relationship with Him.
我盼望有更多更多的弟兄姐妹都被提醒要活在主的面前。
More and more brothers and sisters will be reminded to live before God.
那么我刚才主要提到的既然是地方教会。
So I've just mentioned that now that it is for a local church.
它只是为着要高举耶稣基督的见证。
The only purpose of it is to lift up God's name and be the testimony for Jesus Christ.
他既然只是要让主可以透过这个灯台来发光，照亮周围的黑暗。
Now that it is for to be a golden lamp to shine upon its neighborhood and community.
最近弟兄们在一起交通的时候就开始思想到一个这样的问题。
Recently when brothers come together and share, they fellowship about one thing.
我们在这当地是否有留心到为着主的见证？
As a local church, have we ever considered about a testimony for the Lord locally?
作为绝大部分是海外移民到这里来的人
，Majority of us are migrants from overseas.
因着语言的障碍
，Because of the language barrier.
因着许多的限制
，And many other limitations.
主也允许我们用自己的母语跟方言来进行敬拜 和聚集。
The Lord allows us to worship Him and gather before Him in our own language and tongues.
但是，这个不是我们在治理教会应该有的长远的目标。
Yet this should not be a long-term goal for our church to be here locally.
我们有没有考虑到我们下一代的孩子们？
Have we ever thought about our next generation?
他们在这里读书，他们在这里工作，他们必须应用当地的语言跟文化。
They're here to study and work, and they have to use the local language and communicate with people in that culture.
他们如何能够向当地的同学、同事、邻居来为主做见证？
How can they bear a testimony for God?For their classmates, their friends, and their neighbors.
他们如何能够顺利的为教会的见证继续的传递下去？
How will they be able to continue to bear the torch of testimony for the church?
我们当中有些父母都已经感觉到跟孩子们因为语言的不同有些的障碍。
Some parents among us have already.Felt the hindrance between their communication with the kids just because of the language.
我们以前常有一个很固定的思想。
We previously had a very set mind.
可能尤其是我们是中国文化的背景。
Maybe it's because we have this Chinese culture.
因为天下没有不是的父母。
Because all parents should be right.
我们习惯了孩子就是听父母的话。
We're used to the way that children should obey parents.
你如果不懂我，你要学到懂。
If you do not understand me, you have to learn until you understand me.
我们也有一个习惯。
We also have another habit.
我们好像凡事孩子们只要听你讲，不管对跟错，就是一个顺命，一个对的孩子。
As if a child listens to you whenever you're right or wrong, then he is an obedient child.
我们有没有想过我们是属主的？
Have you ever thought that we belong to God?
孩子们更应该是属主的。
The children belong to our Lord too.
我们能否为着他们在主面前的需要和成长，我们要学习我们放下我们许多的习惯。
Are we able to put down our old habits, ourold way of thinking for the sake of learning before God.
我们周围有很多不同民族的人聚集在这里。
We have people from many other nationalities living here.
如果有一天
If one day
在这个会所的门口我们挂上一个牌子说这里是有耶稣基督的爱的地方。
If we put up a sign outside the church saying this is a place with the love of God.
很多当地周围别的民族的人走了进来，我们怎么接待他们？我们如何面对他们
？And some people from other backgrounds and nationalities walked in. How are we going to receive them and face them?
所以弟兄们心中有一个的负担，愿意为着是否在我们的中间。不久的未来，我们将需要有一个英语的聚会。
So brothers has a burden to among us to whether to open an English meeting in the near future.
而且我想提醒的是，我们所说的要有一个英语的聚会，不是作为一个好像一个很小的附属的。小组一样的聚会。
And I also want to clarify that this English meeting is not just a little English fellowship group, which is like attached to the main service.
我们常常有时候说好啊，那就开一个英语班吧。
Sometimes we say, okay, yes, let's open an English class.
其实我们是否应该正视这样一个很严重的问题
？So should we pay attention to this very serious issue.
为着我们中间年轻的人，为着我们的下一代，为着周围当地的人。
For the many young people among us, the children among us, and also the local people around us.
我们是否愿意学习为这样一个重大的事情摆上我们的自己？
Are we willing to learn to, for this great mission to contribute, to make contributes from us?
以致可以让主兴起更多的青年的人，当地的人来跟我们一起配搭。
So that the Lord might raise more young people among us or even people locally to co-work with us for his work.
很自然就会很多人会问起这样一个问题。
So naturally many people may ask this question.
难道你们当中真的有这种能力，有这种资源，有这种知识吗？
Do you really have the ability, the power and the resources?
如果是靠着看我们的能力和我们的资源，我们肯定没有胆量来举行有这样的聚会。
If we're just looking at our own ability, resources, and powers, we do not dare to have this, to open up this English meeting.
不过我想跟大家再思想一个问题，就是
But I'd like to have you think about another thing.
在神有难成的事吗？
Is there anything impossible for God?
在我们一生的遭遇和经历的里边，
In all the happenings in our life,
不是一再的经历到当我们不能的时候，才是我们真正来经历神的大能呢？
Have we again and again experienced the situation where when man can't do anything, that is the starting point for us to experience God's grace?
我读过一个我很佩服的前面的弟兄的话语。
I read some words from a brother ahead of us, which I admire very much.
我想把他这一段话读给大家听。
I'd like to read this portion to you.
这个人名字叫做詹伯斯 Oswald Chambers.
His name is Oswald Chambers.
他说
He said,
其实问题不在我们的装备。
Actually, the problem is not about our own equipment.
而在我们的贫穷。
It is about our poverty.
不在我们带什么来。
The problem is not what we shall bring before him.
而是神放什么在我们里面。
It is about what God has placed among us.
不是知识。经验、天然的德性、工作的能力。
It is not about knowledge, experience, your natural ability, and your power to work.
这一切都无关紧要。
All this has nothing to do with it.
唯一要紧的是
the only important thing is
我们在神的强力的催促底下成为与神同行的人。
Under the God's strong compelling, we becomeSomeone walking with God.
而一个与神同行的人都是自知贫乏的人。
But any person walking with God knows that he has nothing.
那些自以为对神有用的人，神完全对他无能为力。
Those who thought that they're useful to God, God cannot do anything to them.
作为基督徒，我们绝不是为了自己的目标。
Being a Christian, we no longer do anything out of our own goal.
当然也不是为着别人的目标。
Of course, it is not for other people's goal either.
而必须当当为着神的目标。
But you should have God as your simple only goal.
他这一段话很多时候帮助了我。
His words has helped me many times.
因为我常常碰到一种的光景，特别是今天在世会上的光景。
Because I often come across this situation, especially in this
我们到处听见了，包括基督徒在内的意见。
We heard about all kinds of opinions, including
我们总是先衡量我们的能力、我们的知识、我们的才干。
We first will measure and will consider our own ability and power.
詹博斯是一个非常认识神的带领的人。
Chambers is a Christian leader who knows God well.
他在二十世纪服侍了许多的人，被人公认为二十世纪的先知。
In the 20th century, he served many people and is claimed by a lot of people the prophet in the 20th century.
但是他知道，只有当我们知道自己的贫穷而愿意顺服主的时候，才是奇妙的神的工作在我们中间。
Yet he said, only when we realize our own poverty, then can God start his wonderful work.
想想你得救的故事，是不是你走到尽头你才会来向主投降呢？
Think about the story of your salvation. Isn't it that you have come to an end that you start to submit to God?
今天我们看见世界上有太多有本事有刚强的人，他们不肯接受耶稣。
Today we have seen many powerful people, capable people, they do not want to accept the Lord Jesus.
因为他们觉得自己还有办法，还有能力，还能救自己。
Because they believe that they still have many ways to save themselves.
但是像我们这些蒙恩得救的人都很清楚地知道我们没办法。
But like us, sinners saved by grace, we clearly know that we do not have a way out.
只有简单地将自己放下，谦卑下来，接受主的救恩。
But simply humble ourselves and put us down before the Lord.
同样的，在我们成长的过程当中，
same wise in our growth.
我们要学习，不要靠人的聪明和智慧，单靠主的恩惠。
We need to learn to not rely on man's wisdom and power, but only rely on Him.
不是依靠势力和才能，而是依靠神的大能。
Not by the power, not by your ability, but by His great power.
所以为着我们在当地的见证的需要，我们盼望众弟兄姐妹在主的面前接受这样一个负担来代祷。
So for this need of the local testimony, I hope that brothers and sisters will receive this burden and pray about it.
如果是合乎主的心意，
if it fits the God's will.
盼望我们每个人都愿意对主说，我们愿意做一个空虚的器皿，
I hope that,
让主流通出去。
I hope that every one of us will say to the Lord, Lord, let us be an empty vessel so your grace can flow through us.
第二点我要提到的就是跟大家共鸣的，就是我最近看到许多的新闻跟时事节目的时候。
Secondly, I'm to encourage with you about the many things that I've seen on the news and in TV.
我记得上个主日弟兄也提到最近发生太多的事情。
I remember my brother also mentioned here last Sunday that so many things happen these days.
飞机掉下来了。
The plane crashed.
战争的风声到处在响起来了。
The wars is on.
地震也很频繁了。
There were many earthquakes happening.
瘟疫也在蔓行了。
Disease is spreading.
所有这些让我想起了主耶稣在路加福音那里跟门徒告别之前的一段话。
All this has reminded me of the words Jesus said to his disciples before he departed from this world. It is in the Gospel of Luke.
是在路加福音二十一章那里，我不详细的把整章来念。你如果有圣经，你可以放在那里。
If you have Bible, you can open up to Luke chapter 21. I will not read in great details.
主耶稣说道，你们要谨慎，不要受迷惑，因为将来有好些的人冒我的名来说我是基督，又说时间近了，你们不要跟从他们。
Jesus said to his disciples, watch out that you're not deceived, for many will come in my name claiming I am he, and the time is near, do not follow them.
使徒约翰说，你们听说离基督的要出来，他已经来了。
The Apostle John says, now you've heard that the Antichrist is going to come. He has already come.
所以你们该知道，现今已经是末时了。
So you should know that now is the end time.
我们今天可以听见许多的人胆敢声称他们自己就是基督。
Today we hear many people dare to claim that they are He.
他们也会说基督在这里，基督在那里。
They may also say Christ is here, Christ is there.
甚至连许多很热心的人都会被他们迷惑了。
Even when those zealous people are deceived by them.
但是主却预先的就要警告我们，告诉我们这些事一定会发生。
But the Lord has warned us in advance already. This must happen.
如果主是藉着圣灵住在你的里边，你也住在他的里边。
If the Lord is dwelling in you through the Holy Spirit, and you in Him as well,
你我就不必整天慌慌张张的要跑到东跑到西去寻找基督在这里还是在那里呢？
Then you and I will not be frightened running here and there to find whether Christ is there or here.
他说到有打仗和扰乱的事。
He also talks about the wars and the revolution.
有民攻民，国攻国的事。
Nation against nation, people against people.
有地大大的震动，有饥荒瘟疫。
There's a big earthquake and there's diseases and famines.
甚至还会有可怕的异象和大神迹出现。
Even there are frightening visions and great miracles taking place.
今天基督徒也常常被引诱说去注意那些的异象跟神迹。
Today Christians are also attracted to pay attention to those miracles and visions.
大家到处跑去找哪里有神迹的见证。
People running around to seek for the miracles, testimony about miracles.
主的话很清楚地告诉我们。
Francisco, the Lord's word clearly tells us.
你们要准备好
Be prepared.
不要被这些风声所引诱
Do not be swayed by those rumors.
而且你要准备好
And also be ready.
将有逼迫临到你们
There will be tribulations coming upon you.
这是我们当有的心态
This should be the right attitude for us.
当我们看见这些事的时候主就在这里劝我们说
When we see these things happening, the Lord here has persuaded to us.
这些事终必成为你们的见证。
All these things will become your testimony.
我们的见证不是神迹奇事。
Our testimonies should not be miracles.
我们的见证是主是否在你的生命中把你改变。
Our testimonies are whether God, our Lord, has transformed your life.
我们的见证是你的生活、你的行为、你的目标是不是主的自己。
Our testimonies are your life, your behavior, and your life goals. Are they those of God Himself?
然后主在下边又提出一个很实行的、实践的话语给我们。
And God also said something more practical to us.
你们要立定心志，不要预先思想怎样分数。
Make up your mind not to worry about beforehand how you will defend yourself.
因为我必赐给你们口才智慧，是你们一切敌人所敌不住、搏不倒的。
For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict.
你们虽然会为主的名被众人恨恶。
You will be hated by everyone.
你们长存忍耐，就必保存灵魂。
Even though if you stand firm, you will gain life.
我觉得对我们提醒是什么呢？
So what is the reminder to us?
虽然我们要准备好有一个将受迫害跟被人误会逼迫的光景。
Even though we are to prepare and have this mindset that we might be persecuted, and hated by people.
但是还要立定心志, 不要预先思想要如何分数。
Yet we're still to make up our mind not to worry beforehand how to defend ourselves.
我们都是一帮很会未雨绸缪的人。
We are a group of people who like to plan forward.
我们很会准备，如果未来是这样，我要准备好这样第一方案、第二方案、第三方案。
We are accustomed to put up schemes and options 1, 2, 3.
但是主说你连预备都不要预备。
Yet the Lord says, don't even bother.
什么时候来、如何来，你都不知道的。
When it happens and when it occurs, you don't know.
但是你却可以清楚地知道一件事。
But you can clearly know one thing.
主如果不许可，我们一根头发也不掉地。
If God does not permit, even one hair of you will not fall to the ground.
如果一根头发掉地，他都不许可的话。
If he wouldn't even allow a hair of us perish,
如果有一天你真的被人抓起来了
so even if you really
我说的是为主的缘故
for the sake of the Lord,
不是因为偷东西给人抓起来
not because of theft or other crime,
如果你是为主的缘故真的会被人抓起来了
if you are arrested for the sake of Lord,
你心里可以非常平静地相信
you can peacefully believe in your heart,
这是主的恩典。
This is by the grace of God.
这是我们为主做见证的时刻。
This is the time for us to bear testimony for God.
为什么我觉得这些信息对今天我们都很重要呢？
Why do I consider these messages important to you today?
我们今天太多的为自己思虑。
Today we have spent too much time worry about ourselves.
我们太多为自己的计划。
We plan too much for ourselves.
我们为一个我们根本没法控制的明天做许许多多的安排。
We make many arrangements and plans for tomorrow who is not even under our control.
所以累得我们心里没有平静。
So we worn out in our heart and do not have the peace and rest.
我们如果是常常的连于主的自己的生命
If we often remain in God and connect to His life,
我们主动的有意识的拒绝一切的罪恶
And we resist all the sins and crimes.
但是我们坦然地接受一切临到我们的环境和人事物
But boldly accept whatever falls upon us
把它认定是从主手里接过来的
And it's determined that these things come from God and we receive them
我们是用这样的态度和这样的生活来学习信而且顺从
If we learn toTrust and obey in this way.
别人恐慌的时候，我们不必要恐慌。
When the others panic, we do not need to panic.
人们想到未来的事情都要吓得魂不附体的时候。
When people are frightened for the future.
主却告诉我们要心志坚定。
The Lord is telling us to be determined and be firm.
要存一个忍耐的心。
And have a heart of endurance.
继续他下边还讲到在末后的世代的事情。
And he also continued to mention the things that's going to happen in the future.
他说耶路撒冷会被外邦人践踏直到外邦人的日子满了。
He said when you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies.
耶路撒冷会被兵围困。
The city of Jerusalem will be surrounded by the armies.
在世界上有一场最大的战争，最终的战场都会围绕着耶路撒冷。
In this world, the last and biggest war is around Jerusalem.
而我们最近也看见，在耶路撒冷的周边也有许多的动荡起来了。
And we also see many wars happening around Jerusalem.
主告诉我们，每逢看见这些事的时候。
The Lord tells us, every time you see these things happening,
你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子到了。
And you should lift up your head.
28节。
the Lord says, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
为什么会是这样?
Why is it so?
因为主要回来建立他的国度。
Because Jesus is coming back to reestablish
his kingdom. 他要来审判全地各国。
He is to bring judgments on all the countries and nations.
但是我们作为主的儿女,
Yet us being God's children,
我们却是在等候主的回来, 我们可以得着奖赏的时刻。
For us, we are waiting for his coming back to receive
the reward. 记得保罗在帖撒罗尼迦书那里劝告那里的信徒说,
Paul was encouraging the saints in Thessalonians.
你们要谨慎。
Be watchful.
免得主的那个日子来到好像贼来到一样。
In case the day of the Lord comes upon you like the day of a thief.
因为你们是属于白昼的,你们不是黑夜之子。
But you belong to the daylight. You're not the sons of darkness.
人害怕黑夜的来到。
People dread about the coming of the night.
但是我们却是在等候主的回来。
Yet for us, we are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这个等候主回来的心态必须是成为我们每一个时代信徒心中很重要的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, waiting before the Lord to come back should be our most important hope, among us.
听说在第一世纪的基督徒他们见面的时候就总是用这句话互相的鼓励。
I heard that the saints from the first century, when they meet together, they greet each other with this saying.
主必快来。
The Lord is coming.
因着主要快来我们整个的生活态度就会不一样。
Because the Lord is coming, our life attitude will be different.
我们整个的价值观念也会不一样。
Our value system will change as well.
我们的追求也会不一样。
Our pursuit will be different.
今天我们太少太少听见基督徒在谈论主要回来的事情。
Today we rarely hear Christians talking about the matter of the Lord's second coming.
我常常听见人们要讲基督主要回来的事，总是在讲到某些事件。
I heard that when people talk about the Lord's coming, they only refer to certain things.
但是主在这里讲到他要回来，却是不断的激励。他的门徒的心理的状态。
But when the Lord is talking about his coming, he keeps encouraging the heart.
你们心里要准备好。
You be ready in your heart.
准备来迎接我。
Be ready to come
and welcome
me. 你们要准
备要为我做见证。
To bear testimonies for me.
甚至你们要准备被人来迫害。
And be ready to be persecuted.
你们要准备遇到这些事情来近的时候，可以站立得住，而不是害怕。
Be ready so that when these things is close, you're able to stand firm but not be panicking.
不是说因着我们说主要回来。
It is not to say that because the Lord is coming.
所以我现在工作也不做了，房子也卖掉了。
So I quit job, I sell my house.
我整天在家里祷告。
So I pray at home every day.
是不是主的教导？
This is also not God's teaching.
主一直强调一个事情，是我们心态的问题。
The Lord emphasized one thing which is always concerning our heart.
你如果是推磨的，你继续去推磨。
If you are grinding, continue to do so.
你如果是耕田的，你继续去耕田。
If you are working the ground, continue to do so.
但是你必须记得，你的心常常活在主自己的面前。
But you must remember that your heart should always live before the Lord.
下边还有一个更具体的警告。
There is a more specific warning.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
32。I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things will happen.
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
天地可以废去，主的话绝不废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
所以主再来的事 是主亲口的答应。
So the Lord himself has promised his coming back.
他怕我们被迷惑了，被世界许多的事情搞糊涂了。
He's afraid that we might be confused by many things happening around us.
他要我们认准跟安息在他的话语的当中。
He wants us to be determined on his word and rest upon it.
他说你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪吃醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心。
He said, be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and anxiety of the life.
以致那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap.
你们要时时谨慎，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子的面前。
Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
好像在末后的日子，有几种常常可以叫我们偏离主的道路的情形。
In the end days, there are several things that may lead us astray from God's way.
一个贪吃醉酒。
One is dissipation, drunkenness.
今天全世界最生活中最注重的就是吃喝。
Today, eating and drinking becomes the most important thing in our life in the world.
其实这一种的生活方式不应该成为基督徒的生活方式。
Actually, this lifestyle should not come into Christian life.
今生的思虑
The anxieties of the life
会累住我们的心
will catch our heart like a trap.
有太多的思虑和计划
Too many anxieties and plans
太多的担心
Too much worry.
如果我们真的是等候主回来的人
If we're truly waiting for the Lord to come,
可能很多东西我们可以很轻松的信靠在主的手里
Maybe there are many things we can easily given up to God and trust in His hand.
许多的事情，许多的东西可以来也可以去。
Many things can come and go.
因为这些都是地上不定的发生的事情。
Because these are the uncertainties in this world.
但是我们有主的人却是在他的里边被建造的，有稳固的根基。
But we who have the Lord in us is being built by Him on a steady foundation.
还有一件就是主特别的提醒，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
Another thing, the Lord reminds us, be always on the watch and pray.
要时时警醒。
To be always on the watch.
就是我们是一个不沉醉沉迷在世界上的事物的人。
That is to not be someone to involved and indulged in this world's business.
而是常常谨慎在主的面前，留意他的动作，留意他的话语的人。
But be always on the watch and pay attention to his words and his action.
还有要常常祈求。
And also to pray always.
我还是顺便提醒弟兄姐妹。
So, by the way, I'm to remind you, brothers and sisters.
我们的属灵生命和生活当中
In our spiritual life and our daily living.
常常在主的面前祷告是极其极其重要的一回事。
To pray before God always is very, very important.
他能教导我们如何活在主的面前，不是活在人的面前。
He can teach us to live before God, not live before man.
他能让我们从主那里得到清楚的教导，知道如何走在他喜悦的路上。
He can help us to receive His clear teaching from God, so that we know how to walk the way that pleases to God.
恰恰到处的光景是今天愿意祈祷的人最少。
But in reality, on the contrary, people who are willing to pray is becoming less and less.
我们可以忙这个忙那个，跑这个跑那个。
We can be busy about this and that, running everywhere.
有些人甚至胆敢说祈祷是在浪费时间。
There are even people dare to say that prayer is a waste of time.
他是因为不认识属灵的真实。
That is because he does not realize the reality.
我们的征战是在一个看不见的战场上。
Our spiritual fight happens on the battlefield that is unseen.
我们靠的是什么？是我们自己吗？
What are we fighting with? Are we to fight by ourselves?
是世上的力量吗？
Are we to fight with the power in the world? With man's wisdom?
如果是这些，我们绝对不是撒旦的对手。
If we are to rely on these things, we can never defeat Satan.
但是如果我们学习懂得在主的面前祷告，
But if we know toLearn to pray before God.
就没有一个仇敌可以在主的面前站立得住。
Then there is no enemy, no devil can stand before God.
他如果帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If he is for us, who can be against us?
他如果爱我们，谁能让我们与他的爱隔绝呢？
If he loves us, who can separate us from his love?
所以我今天心中的主要的两点，一个关于我们蒙恩得救以后，在神的家中，我们要寻求主在我们中间应该有的那个的见证。
So these are the two burdens in my heart. Firstly, after we are saved, we are to look for the testimony that God wants us to establish in the church.
我们要体贴主的心意。
We're to be mindful for the Lord's heart desire.
一个就是我们自己也必须警醒自守，知道主来的日子近了。
Secondly, we ourselves need to be careful and be watchful, knowing that His day is coming.
不要被许多不重要的事、思虑烦扰来累住我们的心。
Do not allow our hearts be trapped by many unimportant things, the worry, the troubles.
求主藉着他自己的话语继续在我们心中说。
May the Lord continue to speak among our hearts in His own way. Shall we pray?
主，为着我们生活在这个末了的世代，
我们。Because we're living in these end days.
主啊，用你自己的圣灵常来提醒我们。
May your Holy Spirit come and remind us always.
好让我们懂得如何谨慎自守，警醒祷告在你的面前。
So that we know how to be watchful, be careful, and always pray before you.
也好让我们学习知道在你的家中，我们当如何高举你自己的见证。
So that we know how to lift up your names in your own household.
不是我们的方法。
It is not to use our own ways.
主，让我们以你的心为我们的心。
Lord, help us to make your mind our mind.
我们巴不得我们这个败坏有罪的人蒙你拯救以后。
We really hope that after we who are so corrupted been saved by you,
也可以成为一个被洁净的器皿，让你的恩典来彰显。
Can also become a clean vessel so that your grace can be manifested.
我们愿意主你在教会凡事上可以居首位。
We pray that you, Lord, take the supremacy in our church.
我们也求你 在我们每一个属你的儿女心中可以掌权。
We also pray that in every one of us who belong to you, you have the sovereignty.
让我们真的懂得在你的家中我们当如何来尊重你。
So that we really know how to respect you in your household.
我们当如何照着你的吩咐来行。
How we should do things according to your heart's desire.
求主在前面的日子保守带领我们不偏行你的道路。
Lord, may you lead us in the days to come to not to go astray from your way.
我们真的要对你说，指示我们你自己的道路。
Lord, we want to say to you, please instruct to us your own way.
也激励我们爱慕你的心。
And Lord, compel us and give us a heart to love you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.